الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this new session of question and answer. And inshallah ta'ala we begin that with the first question raised. If you have any question, you please raise your hand. A stranger. نعم تفضل. Yes, please. Abu Jamal, go ahead, please. First question. I read a question of Jamal. It says, we have a brother who is on life support, or life support, sorry. May Allah heal him. Ameen. He is not breathing on his own. Only his brain stem is functioning. The left and right hemispheres of his brain are not. His heart is weak. The doctors told the mother if he is taken off the life support, he would die. He will die. The mother would like to know if she should keep him on or take him off the life support. The highest committee of fiqh, the majma al-fiqhi, has given fatwa on that, and it was under the presidency of Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, and he rahimahullah ta'ala took the position of that it is not permissible to take him off the life support as long as it is considered to be life. So this person would be rewarded for this kind of terrible life, and you, the family, are also going to be rewarded for that. So it is not permissible to take it off. And this was also the fatwa of Al-Lajna Daima, the highest committee in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Ayat Kibar Ulama and the Lajna Daima, as well as it is the opinion of many of the scholars like Sheikh Albani rahimahullah and many others. So what we believe is that it is not permissible to take him off the life support. Wallahu ta'ala alam, and be patient with that until he dies. He will die one day, with or without it. So leave him, keep him alive with it until Allah Ta'ala and he calls him die. Wallahu A'lam. Next please. Even a stranger, go ahead. Well, stranger, assalamu alaikum. Ya Shaykh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My mother is in her idda period after my father passed away. May Allah forgive him. Ameen. Grant him Jannah and unite me with him. Ameen. And also we say Ameen. Can she travel for pilgrimage to Hajj with my brother while she is in her Idda? Barakallahu feekum. No, she can't travel while she is in the Idda. because this is not an emergency trouble. So she has to remain in the same house where she received the news of the death of your father until she completes 4 months and 10 days. And after that she can go for the Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. Now, next please, Abu Dawood or Ibn Kathir, go ahead. Okay, Abu Dawood says, my sister circumcised her son and invited people over for dinner to celebrate this. Is this permissible? Is it traditional? Is tradition here for the people to do this after the circumcision? My sister knows it is not a sunnah to do this. Yeah, it is not a sunnah, but it is, if they are not seeking, if they are not taking it as a worship, then it is permissible to do that. But better to stick to what is in the sunnah. It's not the matter of they know that it is not a sunnah, but the matter is they should know that they have to stick to what is a sunnah. This was something known to the Prophet ﷺ, and they used to do it, the circumcision, but they never had done kind of celebration, So it is better not to do that. And if she wants to do something, I'd prefer that she give sadaqah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, "Dawu mardakum bis sadaqah," cure your ill persons with the sadaqah. So this might protect them from consequences of any wrong circumcision or any viruses or diseases or something like that. Wallahu a'lam. Ibn Kathir, go ahead. نعم يا ابن كثير. ابن كثير seems he's not ready with his question. Okay. أم عبد الله or أم شيمة. Okay. أم شيمة says السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام. Is it wajib to keep good relations with a family member who we think is a sahir and is a very evil person who caused much harm in the family? No, of course it is not wajib, neither it is preferable. However, the wajib is to boycott this sahib if he's a sahib. All the Muslims need to abandon this person and boycott him. But the important thing is that it is proof that he is sahib. He or she is sahib. Na'am, wallahu a'lam. نعم أم عبد الله go ahead. أم عبد الله says السلام عليكم. عليكم السلام ورحمة رحمك الله آمين وإياكم. This question is on behalf of المنارة فتوى كورنر. I hear there is a fatwa from Sheikh Ibn Baz which says that it's allowed for the student of knowledge to marry a woman as long as he is staying in that land where he studies. When he goes back home, he can divorce her. That look like a temporal marriage, which is practiced by the Shia. What is the correct opinion about this? And also, what about the woman's rights? Barakallahu feekum. Now, the fatwa wasn't like that, and it is not like what you are talking about, the Shia. The Shia have mut'ah, and the mut'ah is an agreement between the man and woman for a period that they marry for, and for a reward, the money that he pays her as a reward, not as a doer, not as a mahar. The second thing is that the sheikh was asked, and I'm somebody who's studying in the West, for example, and there is a lot of fitna here. I cannot bring my family here, and I cannot protect myself from falling into the zina. So what can I do? Can I marry a woman here, intend to divorce her and go back home? The Sheikh said, it is permissible because it is not a condition in Islam to marry any woman, as is something permissible. Even whatsoever woman a person marries, he can divorce, and there is the divorce is not based on she is a bad woman or she's. No, it's not necessarily to be like that. If the man doesn't like the woman, he can divorce her. If the woman doesn't like the man, she can seek waqala. That's the ruling of Islam. People like the Christianity, which has been fabricated to say that the man, once he marries a woman, cannot divorce her. Now, this is not correct. In Islam, the man can divorce the woman that he doesn't like, even if she is very pious, very good, very excellent, but he doesn't feel that he likes her. He doesn't want to stay with her. He's not insane if he divorces her. The woman, the same thing. The woman, if she doesn't like the man, it does not mean that he's bad, but she doesn't like him. She doesn't feel comfortable with him. Then she can seek for khul, pay him back the money, and that's it. The money you pay, and she can be free and go and marry another one. So that is what Sheikh Ibn Baz said. A man who is studying overseas, far away from his family, to protect himself from zina, to marry. Whether you intend or you don't intend, it's not related to the intention here. The worships are related to the intentions, but the divorce here is not, because it's and also it's not like what the Shia do, the Mut'ah, because the Mut'ah is an agreement between both man and woman for a period. But this, not only the man is intending in his heart that he divorces her. Who will blame him if he divorces her or not? Who will blame him if he doesn't divorce her? The Sheikh said, if this woman is liked by this man, he will keep her, and he can keep her, no problem. Now, so this saying, as just what has been said in the question is wrong, but as described in the answer, Wallahu A'lam. Naam, bin Ismail. Kulthum, go ahead. أم كلثوم شيخ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أحسن الله إليك أحسن الله إليكم وبارك فيكم وأحسن إليكم وبارك فيكم وزادكم فضلا وعلما. Is it permissible for men to wear خفين leather socks which have a zipper? نعم, it is permissible. It is permissible. The zipper does not يعني take it out of the يعني name of خف, but it's still خف. نعم. Sanija. Okay, next please. بنت اسماعيل السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا شيخ حياكم الله وحياكم. What is the opinion of the علماء regarding child vaccination يعني immunization? Some doctors say there is a danger if don't give your child this injection, and some say there is no need. Also we mostly don't have a clue what they truly have in this injection. Wallahi, then you referred it back to the people who are specialists in that, the doctors. If some say need and some say do not need it, do not need, then I suggest you need to check the trustworthy one of them. Who is the trustworthy? The most trustworthy one amongst them, and take his advice. Wallahu a'lam. Please, we need the writing to be a little bit bigger. This is very small, you know. The opinion of the ulama, the question just come now. How come I know what is the opinion of the ulama? We need to offer this question to the ulama, so I then can tell you what is their opinion. But if you ask my opinion, I gave you my opinion. If you ask the ulama opinion, then you have to wait until you ask the ulama. No. The ulama are not near me, but I have to ask them, and inshallah then we'll come back to you. And I don't know if you want more than one alim or all the ulama or many ulama or how many ulama. Now next please. Afikum barakallah. Inshallah. Okay, Ibn Kathir says, Assalamu alaikum Shaykh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah protect you. Ameen and you. Question is there a best time to recite the Quran? Jazakallah. Naam. Allah Ta'ala said, Wa Quran al-Fajri إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. Although some of the ulama say that this ayah means the Fajr prayer, but some others say it is general. Yani the time of Fajr is the best time for reciting the Quran and the last third part of the night and the night. As Allah Ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلْ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَقَسْمِهِ قَلِيلًا وَزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. So the night is the best time for reciting the Quran. نعم الله أعلم. Next thing. نعم. سنيد يسير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. The question is, is it pertaining to the janaza? Okay, the question is pertaining to the janaza. May a family member of the opposite sex wash the body of another? For example, may a son wash his mother, or may a sister wash her brother? I think a husband or wife can wash the other, but not sure. Barakallahu feekum, shaykh. Wa feekum barakallah. It is as you said, only the husband and wife can wash each other, but not any others from different sex to wash the other. Nor the father wash the daughter, nor the mother wash the son, nor the son wash the mother, nor the daughter wash the father, nor the brother wash the sister, nor the sister wash the brother. All this is prohibited, except if there is no one to wash it, to do that. Then, yes, it is permissible for that certain circumstance. Wallahu a'lam. Now, next please. Abu Dawud says here, in our family, the men and women sit together. Women wear hijab, but no face covering. The men and women, no mahrams, talk to each other about every day matters. I do not sit with them, but is it permissible what they do? What is permissible when sitting with non-mahram? And Now, is it true that the scholars have is it true that the scholars have a consensus that the spies not is haram. Yes, yeah. Well, in regard to the first question, it is not permissible for the non-maharim to do such kind of mixing, because this will lead to the fitna, to the trial. And that's why the ulamas, yani, although they have different opinions, like every other issue of fiqh, the ulama have different opinions on that, but the important thing is that it is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and how the Sahaba used to be upon, what they used to be upon. We never come to know that the Sahaba used to sit in like such kind of mixing. So therefore we don't advise the Muslims to do such kind of mixing. Wallahu ta'ala ala. In regard to the second question, the Juzat al-Tib, the spice nutmeg is the ulama, yani, they used to say it is haram based on what been spread around it, but as I know that here in Saudi Arabia they prevented it, they prohibited it for a while, and then they have taken it to some labs here in the kingdom, and they found that it is okay to be used away from the misusage, because those drug dealers, they use it wrongly, like those who make wine out of grapes. We cannot say grapes are not allowed because people are making wine of it. Same thing, the spice nutmeg is permissible itself, but when it is used mixed with the drugs, it gives a different results. That's why then it is not permissible. And by that we end up our session tonight. May Allah Ta'ala gather us all on the in this life as He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala likes, and in the hereafter. With the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just before we end up our session, I just want to remind of the new timing for the classes. It's going to be inshallah every day, 8 o'clock in the morning, Saudi time, as Mecca time, 8 a.m. And then we come back to be on 5 p.m. in the 5 p.m. And the third session is going to be on 11 p.m. also Saudi time, and this will be the question and answer session, while in the morning going to be inshallah for the Arabic grammar, Arabic language, and in the afternoon it's going to be as usual, we have a Saturday the Aqeedah and the like, inshallah, as the schedule before, and inshallah we're going to begin from tomorrow. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى الصحابة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.